Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
We're back for another show.
Yeah.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Eddie, you threw everybody off my screen. That,
well, really, it was so exciting.
I like that.
To start the show.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go. We're here. He screamed. He threw us off. Hopefully that doesn't last all show long. Here he is, our video producer, Eddie.
Guys, I went to the mall the other day, and I guess it's been a while. I mean, I don't know, maybe a year, last Christmas or something. But I walked in there, and I'm like, what has happened? I felt like I was in prison for 20 years.
We were going to the mall, Mike D and myself, Caitlin. We're meeting her parents in Dallas to have dinner, but we were going to the mall first. And so we were like, Eddie, you want to go to the mall with us? He's the only one who didn't want to go to the mall. He goes, I hate the mall. Like, but it's, we're just going to the mall. Like, we're just hanging out, like, looking at stores. We went to the Nike store and...
Just to browse?
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I'm out.
We were eating dinner in the mall.
Okay.
And it was also Christmas, and so we knew we had to get there early because there were cars everywhere. So we decided to go a half hour early. It's like, let's go to the mall. If we're there so early, we can walk around and just buy some... I need some underwear. Want to go to the Nike store, see what the... some sweats. But Eddie's like, I hate the mall. I'll just Uber. He waited, like, 20 minutes, just Ubered, and just... showed up. It was the dumbest thing.
But I had to walk through the mall to get to the restaurant. And I'm like, what are these stores? Aloe, Billy Reed, anything but water, J. Jill. I'm like, where's Banana Republic?
Everything but water, but yeah.
Whatever. Like, it was crazy.
Store? Oh, it's like swimsuits and...
What's J. Jill?
Everything you need at the water, but with...
Eddie, I don't know what those are.
I'm like, who the heck is Oliver Peoples? Never heard of this dude.
Wow.
I like going to the mall here.
Oliver Peoples, that's glasses, right?
I don't know.
Where's it?
Don't know Oliver.
What's J. Jill?
Clothes. Women's.
What's Great American Cookie Company?
Cookies?
Hey, not
cookie
there.
Cakes?
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm.
Eddie's walking around. He's like, you've been in jail the way he said for 20 years.
It was weird, dude.
He's so dumb. All right, this next guy... He loves soccer, he loves money, and his fake name is Jason Gibble. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah.
So about 6 months ago, guys, I had a tree fall on my house. I had holes in my roof, in my ceiling, 3 skylights looking up at the sky, the stars, the sun, the rain, and I was going to be on a reality show. It never came to fruition.
You were never going to be on a reality show.
I got ghosted, and you guys said I need to... get it fixed. So I finally called, filed an insurance claim, and someone came out, did the little... and I got a quote, a little over $21,000 to fix my roof.
How much do you have to pay that? What is your deductible?
My deductible, well, that's with my deductible was like $4,000, and then that's on top of that. So they're going to give me...
You have to pay $4,000?
Yeah, so they're going to give me $21,000, though, on top of that to fix my roof.
So
I guess it's really 25,000.
So you're not paying anything. They're just going to give you 20,000 bucks basically.
Right.
Now, are you going to spend all that on the roof?
That's a good question.
Well, now, no, that's the thing. I'm going to have different roofers come out. Whoever gives me the lowest estimate, go with them.
But I'm saying whatever they give you, are you going to spend less to get the roof done?
Yeah, that's what you do. Is now you get estimates.
They don't know
how much the insurance is giving me.
The
insurance adjuster. Now I call roofing companies, come out, get some estimates. Oh, you said you can do it for 15? You're all right. You're hired, my man. Then make a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't the insurance company have a conversation
Scam
with
alert!
The roof?
Scam alert!
Yeah, for sure.
Scam alert!
Big time.
Oh my gosh.
That's not a scam alert.
I know. You do you, buddy.
No, I'm hiring a professional roofer,
absolutely.
And whatever they give me, that's their quote.
That's their quote. You can't do anything about
it. Just do whatever it takes to get your roof fixed.
No.
Your
well, that's what it
children.
Is.
Had holes in your
no,
like
you understand. I am doing what it is to get
my
roof fixed.
It's dead of winter. He's like, we'll see.
He's like, I'm going to create a bidding war.
Up next, you know, I got to say, the turtleneck you're wearing today looks pretty cool because it's not like super tight turtleneck 1980s. Like, there's a little room to breathe in her turtleneck. It, falls a little bit.
That's loose.
It is. I like it. Amy's in a gray turtleneck today, looking very stylish. Here she is. Amy, everybody.
Okay. So, my daughter wants to start a babysitting cleaning business. She's 15. She's great with kids. And she knows that she can, make...
And she's a hustler.
Decent money babysitting. I told her she could charge $10 to $12 an hour. And she's like, what if I give them the option to have me clean while I'm there as well?
Well, you gotta watch the kids.
Well, she said, depending on the kids' age, there's different variables at play here for sure. But in her mind, if the kids are a little bit older, she also will teach the kids how to clean and have them help
her. That's genius.
Mentoring, yes. Cleaning lessons.
So she says when she was at the orphanage, every day of the week they had a different thing they had to focus on and clean. And she's like, on Wednesdays I had to mop. And she said, I know how to do all this stuff and I can teach these kids. It's a win-win for the parents. And then she gets, on top of the babysitting money, her cleaning fee.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Can she stay at your house by herself?
Yeah. You mean overnight?
Yeah.
She could, but we've never done that.
So I asked this, could she watch our dogs? We always have somebody at our house if we're gone. Could she stay at our house and watch our dogs and get paid? She's 15.
I don't know. I have to discuss this.
Would you let her is what I'm saying.
I know. I can't make the decision on my own.
Hey, top dollar.
Listen, I mean, that's tough, though,
she's
man.
She's not scared to do that, but I would just be like,
you can be with her. Don't
15?
Get paid.
Yeah. What? You trust a 15-year-old to watch your dogs?
No, not really. I would trust her after, because I trust Sashira.
Yeah, she's
a really
very
good kid.
Responsible.
And she's a hustler. I trust hustlers. Takes one to know one.
Mm-hmm.
But I would if in a dire situation.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Amy.
She might give you the option to clean
while she's
watching
dogs. Yeah, she's going to end up a multimillionaire or in jail. One of the two things, because she's always got ideas. Those ideas that get you in trouble or make you rich and famous.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, hit me up.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, you can find him at your local mall, and he's kind of tall. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you. So I've been helping out you guys with some gifts for your husbands, your boyfriends, but this is one for everybody. So I went to the Apple store, and it's not an Apple product, and they often say don't use non-Apple products with Apple because it can catch on fire. I asked. They said it was cool. I bought this thing. It's a charger. So imagine... a 2x4, right? That shape.
Yeah.
And it's about a foot long, maybe a little less. It's got three chargers on it. It's got an Apple Watch charger. It's got, you lay your phone on it charger, and an AirPod charger on a circle. You lay it there.
Oh, cool.
It works better than any sort of lay down charger I've ever used because it goes through the phone case. Back in the day, I had one. You take your phone case off. It was stupid. I threw it away. I peed on it, then threw it away.
Oh.
It's white. It's a three in one. The iPhone charger flips up, it stays up, or the watch charger, you lay the two down. It's A+. I've had it now for 3 weeks, and I would give it a review, and I can find it and post it if you'd like.
Okay.
It's not super expensive, but it's also not super cheap, but it's worth it, and you get what you pay for, but it's a great Christmas gift. I leave it on my bedside table, I'd have no cords anymore. I don't have to, my watch is all good, AirPods, I'm not switching it out all the time, it's multiple chargers, and it's not even that big. So I'll post it a little later on today on my Instagram story, Mr. Bobby Bones, and that's what I'm going to tell you. You can get your husband or your boyfriend or your wife, because this is a unisex.
Oh, absolutely.
Boom.
Anyone.
Christmas. And Merry Christmas from all your friends here at the Bobby Bones Show. We're not buying it for you, but Merry Christmas is for telling you about it. There is a brand new Bobby cast over an hour talking with Chris Tomlin,
It's awesome. I didn't understand how internationally massive Chris Tomlin is. Selling out arenas all over the world. Selling out arenas multiple nights in the States. Chris Tomlin is a Christian artist, and I think he's so used to doing interviews where people just want to know about his faith. And I was like, I know about your faith. I want to know about the dude.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And like, we left, and there's only ever been a couple times where I left with somebody, and I'm like, I totally could be... I fell in friend love.
Oh.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so, like, we text and stuff now. He's awesome. And so, here's some Chris Tomlin here. Go search for the Bobbycast, the Chris Tomlin episode, A+. If I wasn't in it, A++.
Oh, wow.
I annoy me like no other.
Okay.
And like no other. But check it out, the latest Bobbycast, Chris Tomlin. Let's open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I love your idea of a practical Christmas so much I wanted to adopt it in my life, but I'm having an issue with the gift I want to get my wife. I know she's been wanting this specific workout equipment from this brand she follows on Instagram. She talked about it a couple months ago. She never bought it. Is it a bad idea to get her workout equipment even though she said she wanted it? I don't want to apply anything. Just want to get her something she will actually use this year. Signed, avoid sleeping on the couch on Christmas. Okay, if she's expressed that she wants it, you can get it for her. The trouble is if she never says she wanted it or she doesn't want it and you get that for her, right?
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, yeah, huge problems.
So yeah, you don't want to go and say, got you a Thighmaster, and she's never searched for a Thighmaster in front of you.
No, that's offensive.
A gym membership. If she's never said she wants to go to a boxing gym.
She hates the gym.
Yes.
But you're like, hey, got you a membership.
That's trouble.
That would send the wrong message.
Yes.
Obviously.
But if this is what she wants, get it. Go to town.
Yeah, it's probably something she's not going to buy for herself, so.
Go to town and get it for her.
Practical Christmas.
It's my favorite thing because I know that when I get a gift for somebody, they're actually going to use it. They may not go like, wow, this is so amazing and thoughtful. But what they're going to go and do is when they're actually using it, be like, man, I'm so happy they got this because I probably wouldn't have gotten it for me. So for me, it's what I got you, Amy? Outside of the show. Mm-hmm. I can't give it to you here because that will be against our rules. Mm-hmm. But we have a friendship in real life. What I have you? Practical.
Mortgage?
Wow, that's, pay
that's
it all
practical.
Off.
That's pretty
practical. That'd be
nice.
Okay.
So yes, I love a practical Christmas. And Morgan's gift on Friday that I'm bringing in for our gift giving is practical. But I think she'll like it. I think she'll be like this. Oh, wow. That's cool. Thank you. Because she's not going to be like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, sorry, Morgan.
But with that, she's not going to be like, oh, my gosh. And it's a flash. And then it's like, well, that was cute. She's going to use it. You know?
That's good.
Or she'll trade it.
Oh, for the spicy thing. Because a spicy Christmas on Friday morning. If you don't like your gift, you can trade it. Because I'll have some boxes up here that have really great gifts in them. And a couple of them will be spicy things, too. Like the little Nitro, world's hottest gummy bear.
Oh, my goodness.
The hottest chip.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But that's the gamble we're willing to take, because whatever you have in the other boxes really are awesome.
He said luxurious.
Are they practical or awesome?
He said luxurious.
Let's just say you'll like them a lot.
Okay.
You'll like them a lot. All right, that's the mailbag. Thank you. Close it.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
About to talk with one of my favorite artists, Gavin DeGraw. And Amy stayed around yesterday and talked to Gavin for a little bit. Now, you'd know Gavin from this song, I Don't Want to Be Anything Other Than. And he's also got a song called Ford, which is really awesome too.
Just driving old Ford.
And it's on right now. Let's talk to Gavin DeGraw.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Gavin DeGraw.
Gavin DeGraw, what's up?
What's up?
How's it going?
What's going on, guys?
Well, we got to tell you out of the gate that we had such an awesome reaction to your song Ford the last time you were on the show.
Man, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, if people haven't heard Ford, they definitely need to check it out because it is a very powerful song. And I have to say, I mean, I feel like I speak for everyone on the show. Your appearance on the show, period, and everything you did and played and the piano and all the stuff, like that was one of the most fun interviews that we had all year.
Wow, thank you. Damn.
Okay, so I've got the top most Googled Gavin DeGraw questions. So I'm going to run through them with you.
Give it to me.
Okay. What genre is Gavin DeGraw?
I have no idea. I don't know what to call me. I mean, I'm just a songwriter, you know. I don't know if I'm anything in particular. I'm a fan of music, and I like to write down my life and make it rhyme.
Okay, next question. How much does Gavin DeGraw cost to play at a wedding?
I'm like a dollar. And I do play some annulment, divorce parties.
Wait.
Those are good.
Have you really played a divorce party before?
No, but I would.
Okay.
And I think, you know, people should celebrate every opportunity they get, good and bad.
Is Gavin DeGraw in a relationship?
I have a great dog. He's a gas station shepherd.
So did you say gas station because you found him at a gas station? Like you were just on the road doing shows or something and you saw this dog?
I was just out on a road trip. I'd left L.A. in the middle of the night. Me and my buddy were like, hey, man, let's take a road trip. And with no plan, about a week into it, he turned around and I said, I'm going to keep going. And I spent a few days on a bender in Austin, Texas. And then I saw Willie Nelson's last show at Austin City Limits. And then I left there one night. And this dog ran out of the road while I was pumping gas. You know, and I was like, you know what? I don't have any fleas in my truck yet, so I should put this dog in there. And that's what I did, and I kept him.
Awesome. So, Gavin, what do you got holiday-wise? What are your plans?
I'm going to go. I'm actually going to New York. I'm going to spend some time up there window shopping and checking some stuff out. I think New York City is a pretty special place to be during the holidays, during Christmas time. So I'm going to do a little bit of window shopping and hit some stuff up and try to figure out what to get people for Christmas.
Well, you might need to do a little more than window shopping. Christmas is right around the corner, so.
You know what? That's what people keep telling me. So how do you feel about gift certificates?
I'm totally on board with them.
Me too. Because otherwise you got to remember, like, oh, man, what's my buddy? You know, are they a large? If I get them an XL, are they going to be insulted? You know, you never know, you know, how people are going to receive your gift.
Well, holiday shopping is definitely in full swing, so you got to get on that. And toys and games are an option for the whole family. I bought my nieces and nephews a bunch of games, and Toys R Us is at Macy's with a lot of fun gift options, by the way, like Hot Wheels and Lego and Disney, and then just the classic board games. Are you a big board game guy?
First of all, we'll say the Macy's location in New York City is one of the greatest stores on the face of the planet. That place is 3 acres. That's how big it is. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
3 acres. But yeah, do I like board games? Absolutely, I like board games. Connect Four? Come on now. It's like extreme tic-tac-toe.
Well, people can check out macys.com/giftfinder for all gifting needs. And this is the best part, which I want to talk about, because Macy's Wish List Wednesday supports Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America. So, yeah, go to macys.com/purpose and donate to Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America, and you can help support their mission and inspire youth equity and empower kids to reach their potential, which is important to all of us.
I agree. And not just that, buy Gavin DeGraw an amazing Lego set. I personally like the Lego castles. I think they're pretty cool. I also like cars. I need a Lego car. So if you can get me one of those, please.
Okay, Gavin. Well, thanks for coming on. It was awesome to talk with you, and we hope you get to come back with your piano real soon.
Thank you. I look forward to it. I appreciate it, guys.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Josh Morales started a moving company called International Van Lines. That's the moving truck pulling in, guys. And he started fostering 2 young sons. He's like, oh, this is really cool. Ends up adopting them. He's like, I got to find a way to give back. You know, I got this moving company. Who else can I help? People of domestic violence. So now, if you're in a domestic violence situation, he moves them for free.
Wow.
That's right.
Really cool. That's really great.
And he'll move them from New York to Florida, wherever. Hey, let's go. Load up the van. We're moving you.
That's great, because that's those are people at times, and I've had some in my life, who are very vulnerable and don't know who to ask or how to ask for help. And knowing there's somebody there willing to help that says it
openly
in the front of it
is
a massive deal. That's a great one. All
and
right.
You know, so when like you, you're a foster parent, you think like, oh, I'm already doing enough. I'm a foster parent. But this guy's like, no, I'm going to do more, and I'm going to make my company do more for the for them.
What's interesting is because your life is of being a foster parent than an adoptive parent. Mine, what I went to was the domestic situation.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. I went to the free. Yeah.
And the horn.
And that's, and the horn. That's the beauty of all of us right there.
Yeah.
Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for Rejected Segments.
Rejected Segments.
All these have come to me in the way of, hey, I think we should do these on the show. And they've all been
Rejected Segments.
Now, I'm not going to put this in, but what inspired this was Morgan. She sent me one. Morgan, I'll just let you do what you wanted to do. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to give a shout out to listener Kate and her boyfriend. I met them at the Santa Rampage in Nashville, which is like SantaCon. And they basically tried to like hook me up with a really cute guy at the bar, and they were super nice.
They have a white beard and a hat, red hat.
Oh, yeah. They had the whole Santa stuff going on. But she also asked me to say hi to Bobby, hi to Amy, hi to Eddie, but not to Lunchbox because he's eh.
Oh.
Wow, dude.
Sound like some losers.
Merry Christmas.
But she also asked it not to be part of Rejected Segments.
So it's not.
But it is.
It's leading into Rejected Segments. Let's do Rejected Segments.
Rejected Segments.
Oh. These are the top five segments that I've rejected either because you would get fired, you would get in trouble, or it was just so boring. Okay? At number five, suggested by Mike D. Worst of 2022. We always talk about the songs that we like, but what if, Bobby, you do a top five worst country songs, all from major artists who put out singles? Ooh. To show we're open to criticism ourselves, we'll do a top five worst moments of the Bobby Bones Show. But really, we want to talk about the suckiest songs that made it big.
Not bad.
This one was rejected because of negativity.
Yeah, that's trouble, man.
And at times I'll say a song is not good. But not in the Christmas time, you know?
Yeah.
Rejected segments. Rejected.
Rejected segments.
Oh. Number four from Eddie. Eddie's credit card company thinks that he's cheating on his wife.
Oh, that's a good one, dude.
Go ahead.
That's a good one. So the credit card company, there's some charges on a credit card that we rarely use. So my wife just randomly checked it, and she said, hey, she called customer service. Like, these are really weird charges, you know, it's jewelry they bought. And the credit card company goes, well, have you talked to your husband about the jewelry? Because these were purchased. Oh. And my wife's like, what do you mean? Like, talk to my husband. Well, are you sure that your husband didn't buy this jewelry?
Like suggesting you bought it for another woman?
What?
What are they doing?
Like, get out of my life.
But you did. Did you even buy jewelry?
No.
Somebody stole your card?
Somebody stole our card. It was an account on a website that was hacked.
Rejected segments.
Rejected segments.
Oh. Number three from Eddie.
Oh, boy.
It's just because it was boring and stupid.
Uh-oh.
I suffered a terrible injury recently. And I just want to read this one. Mm. Which, on the headline, I'm like, oh, wow. ACL.
Oh, great.
Spine. This could be one of the hardest injuries I've ever had to recover from. I was reheating some pizza. I didn't realize how hot it was when I put it in my mouth. It was so hot, it burned the roof of my mouth. I think we could talk about this and talk about how when you eat stuff that's hot, it's really uncomfortable. Please pray for me.
Oh, hey. I can use your prayer. I'm better now. That was a while back. But, dude, when you burn the roof of your tongue.
It sucks.
It's the worst.
Rejected segments.
Oh, come on, guys.
Rejected segments.
But do you remember the other one Eddie had? It was like, I've changed my new favorite pizza or something.
Yes. It was like, I changed the toppings. Yeah,
stupid.
I mean, some days you just got nothing, you know?
At number two. And this is one of those where I've just run out of things that I could possibly even suggest to the show, so I'm just going to write down anything. It comes from Lunchbox.
Oh.
He goes, let me fill you in on one of the best snacks out there that nobody's talking about. Get a banana and put some peanut butter on it. Simple, easy, and delicious.
Okay. Everyone knows that.
No, you don't.
I mean, you kind of forget about it.
No, you don't.
It is good.
Yeah, you
he had nothing, and he's like, I need to send something in. Rejected segment!
Hold on.
Rejected segment.
Sorry, it's been rejected. I can't do it. And the number one rejected segment is from Amy.
What? I've never made rejected segments, ever.
Oh, yes, you have.
Here I
you
have go. Not.
Oh, you've never been rejected?
No,
stop.
No, I've never had anything good enough. I feel like
Or bad enough.
Like, I get jealous of y'all sometimes when you make it. Okay. I've never made it.
Amy wanted to know, have we ever considered being a hand model? Now, have you? Do you remember sending this?
Tell me more.
Okay, she even needs to know because she was like,
that's how bad it was.
Amy was waiting in the grocery store line.
Oh, yeah, no, this is a cute story. I know it now.
Go ahead.
Okay, so this elderly man was the checker outer, and then an elderly woman was in front of me. And when she was putting her stuff on the little conveyor belt, and near him, he could see her hands, and he said to her, "Have you ever considered being a hand model?" And I feel like I was watching two, you know,
elders hitting on each other.
Yeah, they were hitting on each other.
Yes, silver foxes.
That is cute. That's cute.
Yeah, did they leave together?
She didn't have a wedding ring. Who knows?
She bite her lip, give him the eyes, and they head out.
I mean, I thought it was super cute. And I was like, go him. Look at him picking up the people in his line. They would have been cute together. I have no idea if whatever happened.
That's why it's rejected, because you have no idea what happened after that.
But it's pretty cute, though.
It was cute. I think it had been a younger guy saying it to him, it would have been as cute. Something about them being old and probably widowed.
And wrinkly hands.
Now you're getting sad.
No.
Something about them having to go to a funeral for the one they love.
No, but then they find each other. They find love at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. I don't hate that one, actually. I would take that one off after doing it.
Really? I haven't ever made it.
Yeah, I don't know that we would have done it, but I would take it off rejected segments.
Oh, see?
Man. Yeah. What about ours? You're going to keep you take
yeah,
those
yeah,
off?
Yeah, they
too?
All stay. Oh, that's rejected on. Segments.
Rejected segments.
I do have a snack that nobody's talking about.
Well, let me guess. You take a piece of bread and put jelly on it.
Well, I was going to say, you cut up an apple and then put peanut butter on it.
That's where I was going to go, but he told me it had already been rejected. I was like, you can also switch to an apple.
Okay.
But.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature. I'm talking about firmness. I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Now, I mentioned on the show, and I've mentioned before, I have a lot of trouble sleeping. We all do, right? We all have different reasons we can't sleep. With me, I'm trying a new medicine because I have crazy, at times, very vivid nightmares. I've been diagnosed with PTSD a couple of times, and it all stems from things like I was jumped at work. I had a gun to my head outside of a station event. I had my house broken into while I was on the air. I've had death threats. So it's all this stuff that's combined, and each was traumatic in its own way, but it just weighs on me, and my nightmares are so vivid where wherever I am, it's mostly my house. If I'm able to get pure enough sleep that I can have a dream, it's almost always a nightmare of someone breaking into my house to kill me in my house, in the exact place that I am. So when I wake up, I can't tell if it's a dream or not. So I have to get up and touch walls and like have a conversation. Like, this is a dream. And my heart is, and you know, when that's happening, you can't go back to sleep. So there are worse problems in the world, but I'd mentioned that on the show. I have a lot of trouble sleeping sometimes because of that. And I'm trying a new medicine for that. And Jackie called from Albany, New York. And Jackie, I appreciate you calling. Now, Jackie, how do you know about sleep, and how do you know what can help me?
So I do something what most people would think is like life coaching, but it's really, I teach active meditation and study in human behavior. And what you were describing was just energy that was stored in your body from those events that you listed, you know, being pistol whipped and attacked and all of these things. And what happens during those events is that we store that experience, the energy of that, the anger, the sadness, the fear in our body. And unless we go back at a different time and we look at it and literally process the energy, like the charge out of our body, it'll be there. And when we go to sleep at night, we have no distractions and our body is like more tired. And so it starts to come to the surface, keeping you up, that noise that you were talking about in your mind.
Yeah, no, yeah. So it's like a double, right? I have that issue, but then I also can't stop ever like relaxed, because it's always, I got to get this, I got to do this, because I'm always afraid if something fails here, I'm going to lose my job and I'm not going to pay my bills, because that's a different kind of trauma. Now, again, I'm not saying this is the worst problem in the world. I just mentioned it, that I sometimes wake up at 1 or 2 in the morning and then I just stay up because I can't go back to sleep. And I've been to therapists that specialize in this. I've tried all organic ways. I've tried meditation. I'm now trying a medicine. I don't love to have to get on medicines. I will definitely believe in medicine. But for me, I like to try every other way first, and then I'll crush a chemical. Because it usually works. I'll be honest with you. But there's always, you have to give something to get something with medicine, with a pill. You have to give something to get, always. And so that's where I am now. So Jackie, what can I do? Maybe callers are dealing with this in different ways. What can we do? Give me like the 90-second version of what we can do, the quick version to change our lives.
So it's just processing that energy. And you're right. You can take medicine, and medicine's sort of like putting a Band-Aid over a smoke alarm. You're not addressing like where the fire is. And the fire is, it's an imbalanced perception. So if you think, oh, if something fails at work, I'm going to lose my job. Yes, but what we're blinded to in that moment is, what's the benefit of losing your job? What would be the benefit of that thing failing? Who would you meet? What would change in your life? It might be the best thing that ever happened to you. So it's the moment you balance that one-sided thought, the noise in your mind immediately stops and you'll be sleeping before you know it.
So it's almost playing devil's advocate to yourself.
No, it's just finding the other side. It's finding the other side that's going to pop that energy bubble. Because if we think of something scary, we're only focused on the negative or the drawback of that happening. Mm-hmm. But we're blinded to, you know, sometimes losing that job, then all of a sudden you get this one, you meet the person, you meet your new person, or you have something even better, a road that you never would have went down. And when we calm the mind with, it's only scary, it's not positive, that's when the body relaxes. When you speak to, I can't relax, it's because there's only one side. If we ask a question or take you through this active meditation where you see the other side, your body instantly calms and you'll be able to sleep.
So instead of someone coming to murder me outside my door, I'm going to imagine there's somebody with presence who's coming to give them to me and massage me.
Ooh, that's nice.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go.
That's cute, but for the thing about you being attacked, it's you have to process when that happened. So when that
it's happened over and over again.
Still stored in your body.
Yeah, it's happened over and over again, like 8, 9, 10 times between death threats. And it's just a weird, I don't know how to do. People send me, instead of threats, they send me nice notes saying, we'll do anything to keep you alive.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's nice.
Well,
I'm thinking of the opposite.
I know. I'm trying to think. If they did come to kill you, yeah, what could be good that could happen?
I don't even get on this show and scream controversial thoughts. That's the weird thing to me about almost being killed a few times. There are controversial people. And now I have opinions and bold, big opinions, but it's never about anything that you think you would be murdered for, you know? But I like that, Jackie.
I like it too. I'm already applying it in my brain right now.
Let me just say really quick, that one is different because that one's not about finding the positive in being murdered. Oh. That one, you know, and when we need to see something and we need to like get a lesson for something, it'll keep showing up. It'll show up in every person. There's something that you believe that's creating people to want to attack like that. Because there's lots of people that people don't attack. There's a perception somewhere in there that people are attacking me. I'm wrong. This is what it is. And if we find the other side of that, those people don't need to show up anymore.
I completely, in theory, and could practice and put some of that in my life, for sure. It ain't going to happen today. Because that's a slow deal.
I can totally help you with it. Yeah. I'll send you a sleep meditation if you want.
Do you have to be naked?
If you want.
No, okay. I didn't. Sometimes they're like, take your clothes off. Put this robe on. Well, no, seriously, all jokes aside, Jackie, I really appreciate you calling and taking the time to call. And I am constantly trying new things. So thank you for your offer. And sure, send it up. I love it. Would love to try it. And again, thank you very much for spending your time with us this morning.
You're so welcome. It's totally healable.
All right, Jackie. All right. Let's see what she's got for us.
Love
all
it.
Right. Let me play this song. That's Jackie from Albany. And,
oh, already worked. He's asleep.
Yep.
He calls himself Fat Patty, the truck driver from Virginia.
Hey, Bobby. Good morning. Good morning, studio. In reference to Amy's morning corny Santa's Holly Davidson, what sound does Santa's Holly Davidson make? It sounds like bah humbug, bug, 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 bah humbug, bug, 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 bug. Y'all have a great day.
Appreciate that, Fat Patty.
Yeah, I like that.
This is Katie from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hey, Bobby. I wanted to know, how do I officially become a B-Team member? I'm on the Facebook group, but I want to make sure that I can get those tickets on Wednesday for the Million Dollar Show.
Yeah, so today they'll go on sale, the pre-sale for the Raging Idiots Million Dollar Show that we do for St. Jude at the Ryman. We have Dina Carter and Tracy Lawrence and Randy Houser, Parker McCollum, Michelle Branch, that we've announced now. More people, obviously. If you're in the B-Team, if you just listen to the show and you go, I'm in the B-Team, and I just want to make sure that I take care of others if they need it. But to be in the B-Team where you get like the offers and stuff, because we don't do spam, I'll send out a newsletter like every month. You can go to bobbybones.com. We'll put that link up. And you put your email address and your name in there. We don't spam you. I don't think we've ever spammed in the history. We might start if it's lucrative. We're not going to start. But you can go to bobbybones.com, see the link up there to be in the B-Team, and then you'll get that email. Okay? Thank you. Appreciate that. Katie and Raleigh. And then Allie from Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
I'm just listening to the First Thing in Country, and they were talking about going up in the elevators at their show, and it made me think about the first time that I saw them at a concert. They were literally walking on top of the seat back. And it was just the coolest thing, and they came up really close, and they're very intimate, and they're some of the coolest guys I've ever seen perform, and I just appreciate you guys having them on the show. Love all that you do.
Appreciate that. They were awesome.
Yeah, they were great.
For King and Country, which people, I tagged them on my Instagram, they were like, who's Forking and Country? Well, no, so you can't separate them on their name, so it's For King and Country. They were awesome. Check out the interview. Go to our YouTube and watch the performances. Is amazing. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you want to save on gas, drive around with a bowl of water in your car.
It doesn't spill, so you're paying attention to how you're... Oh, that's interesting.
It makes you slow down and not accelerate too fast, because flooring it when the light turns green, that can lower your gas mileage by up to 40%, according to the EPA.
That's good.
I don't know, man.
I'd spill it immediately, be mad, and then be gassing it more just to get home.
I feel like I would drive like crap because I'm paying attention to the bowl of water.
You'd hit something, yeah, watching the water.
Exactly.
It's like worse than a cell phone.
Experts say small cereal bowl works great. Don't fill it the whole way.
No one's actually going to do that.
No.
It said leave an inch or two at the top.
Yeah, no one's going to do
that. Hey, listen, gas prices, they might try it.
We also need people to understand there's a different honk for, hey, the light turned green, and hey, you just cut me off.
Mm-hmm.
The honk for if the light turned green and you were looking down on your car or looking at your map on your phone or something, or even me, if I'm in a red light, I'll look at my phone. I shouldn't, but I do. And one day I'll do a PSA going, I wish I wouldn't have done that. But right now, that's the deal. And if I'm looking at the phone during a red light and it turns green, you do this. Bup, bup. And I'll go, hey, thanks. Appreciate that.
That's friendly.
It's hard to go, bup, bup.
Or if you just go, bump, bump, all good. But if you go,
but my,
yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, that's okay. Vulgar.
That's, you're right.
You're not helping me.
But even my
and I would take that bowl of water and throw it on your car. All right, what else you got?
Okay, a woman posted this hilarious thing on TikTok. She was going after her ex who would charge her for food that she would eat.
And like he kept, a request, like a Venmo request or something?
Yeah. Well, he kept a monthly Excel spreadsheet with everything. I mean, it was detailed. Like once he charged her $3 for a banana and a piece of toast.
Dang.
But that was just one example that she shared. She was dating Dramatic. Him for 3 years. And when she questioned him about it, he said, what? This is how normal relationships work.
Maybe he saw that with his parents.
Yeah.
I had a roommate once that I moved in with, right when I moved to Austin. And didn't know her at all, but I had a really close friend in Arkansas who was like, hey, my friend needs a roommate. You don't know anybody. She doesn't know anybody. Why don't you guys be roommates for a while until you figure it out? So I moved in, and she charged me for everything. Same thing, right? Bro, little thing. If I had a piece of bread, oh, that'd be 19 cents. And then I finally understood. But I just felt like if you're a team, you're working together. And as long as no one takes advantage of it, and I was broke as a joke, but still, I would get little invoices on the bedroom door.
Man.
It's crazy.
That's hardcore.
And this, though, it's just tough.
I'm shocked. He probably saves money.
He's probably saving money. But that's tough to live with like that for that long, if that's not your thing. All right, what else?
Dolly Parton's wigs have a secret function. This is pretty cool. They have a little pocket where she stores her wireless mic pack. And so that
in
way,
her wig. That's
yeah,
awesome.
She doesn't have to wear it on the back of her pants or skirt.
The little square thing. When I perform, I have to put it on my belt or my back pocket. She puts it in her wig.
Yeah, here's the clip of her talking about it.
I actually have my wig cap has a little pocket on it in the back because my clothes are so tight. My mic pack don't fit nowhere. There's only room for me in my clothes. And so I have it to where the mic fits in my hair because I wear wigs all the time. And so it goes right over it and we just kind of mic it around and it works perfect.
The crazy thing about Dolly, she's so universally beloved.
Mm-hmm.
We love her in country music, but everybody loves Dolly.
Oh, yeah.
Her music, her acting, her personality still, mm-hmm. Like Dolly is just, she may be one of the most loved Americans, period. If we were to like list them. There are younger ones. The Rock is universally beloved for the most part. Nobody hates The Rock. You can love The Rock. You can like The Rock. Almost nobody hates The Rock.
Tom Hanks,
Dolly Parton. There are those people. It used to be Elon Musk. Now he's gone off.
And, yeah.
But he was like that too. He was like Iron Man that everybody was like, oh, wow, cool. Now he's made himself polarizing, good and bad, to people, which I bet in 5 years he'll be like, dang, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Because he was universally, like, respected. But, yeah, that's always been the goal, to be like Eddie and be universally loved. That's what you have, man.
Okay.
And Dolly, Eddie and Dolly. All right, Amy, is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
10-year-old Maddie French, who lives in New York, loves to bake cookies, so she started a baking business called Maddie's Sweet Treats. And the whole point of the business is, one, she can bake, and two, to donate to charity groups. So with the guidance of her mom, they created a logo, they started baking cookies and brownies and muffins, and after paying for the ingredients, because she has to make that part back because she can't go in the hole, she's 10.
Wow.
She donates half her sales to charity, and then the rest is the expenses, right?
Wow.
I mean, of what she's doing, because then she needs gas, and so she's running a business, but she's donating her profits. All of her hard work and business success has resulted in her donating thousands of dollars to St. Jude Children's Hospital. So again, she's 10 years old.
That's awesome.
She's doing a lot of work.
That's great.
And I bet she, and listen, I'm a sucker for baked stuff. I try, until Christmas, I'm staying off sugar for the most part. And so, but my wife can bake. She'll bake cookies. She'll, how many do you mean to bake? Because it's just us two. And I'll go, I don't know, 10. And she's like, oh, I'm not going to, she goes, I won't eat, but like 3 or 4. And I was like, yeah, I know.
So do 10.
So like do, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I was
saying. I'll take care of the rest.
Are you good at baking?
I mean, my daughter likes to bake, so I do that more so with her, but.
I'm a sucker for like warm, with milk. Cookies, warm cookies and milk.
Mm-hmm.
That is it.
You're a kid.
That is, yeah, I am in a lot of ways. But big shout out to Maddie French for doing it. Spending a lot of her time and money that she could be making, she's donating, and that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
A woman who did not know she was pregnant was taken by surprise mid-flight last week. She went to the bathroom. She had a stomachache, and she gave birth to a baby.
Man, how on earth?
So crazy.
Come on.
The new mom, Tamara, was on the flight. There was a layover. And on the way there to that layover, because it was a real long flight, she gave birth. A few hours before landing, her stomach hurt. She decided to go to the toilet. Two contractions, and then voila. Pop. Or bam.
Yeah.
Emerald. Exactly. Bam, baby. She had a baby. She said, I didn't know I was pregnant. Mm. An airline spokesperson said the two doctors and a nurse were on the plane and helped the mom after she had the baby because it was, again, a surprise delivery. She named the baby.
Come on. Here we go.
Maxi Milano. After one of the helpful passengers who was by her side. Was there a Maximilian? Was there a Alyssa Milano? Who knows? Yeah. Huh. Who knows? Those stories are wild when someone doesn't know they're pregnant. Would you rather it be that way? Because you're not spending that months and months stressing and...
No, yeah, I mean, it's not bad.
In that moment. Oh, my God.
At that moment, but then it's like...
It's here, so there's nothing else to stress about.
Like, and it's here, it's healthy.
Yeah, and you figure things out. Like...
Is that what you do anyway, figure things out?
Yeah, because when you're building up to it, you're like, oh my gosh, am I going to be ready? Oh, instead, you save yourself 9 months of not worrying, are you going to be ready?
Bam!
Huh. We should ask
the
woman
this. I think it depends on people's circumstances.
Not lunchbox.
That's a good question. That's a good question. Ask a woman.
He's probably not worrying about anything anyway.
Okay, let's go to the morning corny. Here's Amy.
The morning corny.
How does a penguin build its house?
How?
He glues it together.
That's good. That was the morning corny.
If you're looking for big discounts on things during the holiday season and it's not a gift, but you've been needing this stuff, TVs, electronics, watches, and earrings are all cheaper because they're going on sale, so you buy them for other people for Christmas. But if you need them for yourself, that's what you can buy for yourself right now if you have the money to do that. So TV, electronics, watches, and earrings down. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We're basically all our own sports team here, and we're going to do the draft. But instead of players, we're going to draft the best Christmas songs. Yes. Amy gets to go first. Amy, what's the number one first-round draft pick for you? And once we get all our teams made, you guys can go vote at BobbyBones.com.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, your first overall pick is?
All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey.
It's a good one.
Yeah, of course.
Because all I want for Christmas is you.
That's a good one.
Would you have gone with that?
No, but it's not. It's just because I didn't think of it. I have it here, but I think that was better than what I would have. Yeah, good job.
That's good, Amy.
Lunchbox, what is your number two pick?
The number two pick, it's the greatest Christmas song of all time, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
By anyone specific?
Oh, no, just Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Because I may go with the Luke Bryan version. Rudolph.
Yeah.
Run, Run, Rudolph. That's a good one, too. Eddie.
Bones. Give me Jingle Bells. Everybody loves Jingle Bells. No?
Just the generic.
Oh, there's Frankie. Old Blue Eyes.
But you don't get Frank Sinatra. You can claim whatever you want.
It is too right. No, so you have to pick an artist?
You can do whatever you want, dude.
Nah, I like generic. Anyone that does Jingle Bells.
Okay, so on Poseidon, put generic.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't understand what that means.
I mean, Lunchbox isn't going to know any artist.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Might.
I don't know any.
Morgan.
I'm going with It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Andy Williams.
Oh. Nice. That's a great version.
It's the most.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have the clips up because nobody knew what we were picking.
Can you sing them? Why don't you sing them, Bones?
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Okay. That's good. So it's over to me now. Elf on the Shelf by the Raging Idiots would just be a strong get pick by me right now, but I'm not going to pick him at round one.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to mention it so people could stream it.
Mm-hmm.
As the final pick of the first round, I'm going to go with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee.
That's good.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. She lives somewhere close to me because I see her driving around.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Every once in a while.
You know what she looks like?
Unless she's recently passed. No, yeah. Because someone pointed out to me once.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
I was like...
Yeah, Ray, do you have Brenda Lee?
I'm looking.
It sounds like it's in black and white.
I mean, she was really... She was like a little girl when she sang that one, right?
She was. That's okay. If you don't have it. She's 78. She's not that old. All right, so that's round one.
Rocking around.
Oh, nice shot.
There she is.
Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every
Okay, I'm going to go. For my next one, I'm going to go Silent Night, Brett Eldridge.
Ooh.
It's my round two pick, pick number one. As we go reverse order. Morgan, what do you have?
Ooh, this is hard. I have some really good ones at the top, but I feel like this is the right one I need to go with. I'm doing Last Christmas by Taylor Swift. It's good.
What is that one?
Last Christmas.
Oh, it's that song.
I gave her my heart. Got
it. Yeah, yeah, but no one knows Taylor Swift sings it.
Yeah, we do.
They did.
You gave it away. It's a good version.
Eddie.
Bones, give me Frosty the Snowman by Burl Ives. So I feel like he's the dude that randomly sings Christmas songs.
Burl Ives is the dude that sings Christmas songs.
Okay.
Well, let's write it down.
All right, let's
see
do
what
it.
Happens. Lunchbox.
Well, I Googled. So you guys are going artists because you're getting, I mean, I guess I'm going.
You don't have to go artist. I thought we couldn't Google. Or can we?
No, we're allowed to Google.
Oh, we are? Okay.
Yeah, because if you run out of names, like, you don't.
Got to go from the dome.
Oh, jeez, I'd be in real trouble. I'm going to go. Jeez. I'll go. That's just so hard.
It's a lot of Christmas songs.
You can
pick
any song. You just go generic.
I'll go Blue Christmas, Elvis Presley.
There you go. Good.
Sing it. I probably would have went Porky
Pig. I don't know.
Porky Pig's my favorite version of that,
though. I don't know.
I've never heard that.
Okay, well, then save it. We'll come back to it. I love that version.
I've never heard that in my life.
But you're doing Elvis? Or are you just doing generic?
I'll just do Elvis, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if anybody else sings it.
Yeah, the Porky, dude.
Porky, Elvis, America. You probably want Elvis. Where he goes. Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Give me that one.
All right, so Lunchbox, you have two picks. You have one to go. Oh, Amy has one more. That's right. I thought he was first. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to go White Christmas, Brett Eldridge.
Oh, okay. He sings White Christmas?
Yeah.
I think you can do Brett for all of them.
I think you can do anybody for anyone.
I was tossing Brett and Michael Bublé around.
Ooh, Bubbles.
Why don't you do Bublé then?
Why?
It's going to be confusing to my Brett Eldridge. No. I'm at the bottom of the list, and it's going to look like I stole it from you because I'm below you.
I don't know what to do about that.
Okay. Well, so that's two. Amy, you're two picks. You have one more to go. All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. White Christmas, Brett Eldridge. One final pick in your draft. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas, NSYNC.
That's a good one. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Lunchbox, final pick.
Go Brett Eldridge, dude.
I don't know anything Brett Eldridge sings, man.
Any Christmas song. He did it on Glow.
That's the problem.
Adam Sandler, Hanukkah song.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's not Christmas. That is Hanukkah.
It's holiday. You can do whatever you want.
I'm going to go Wham! Last Christmas.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one I know. Yeah.
I gave you my heart.
There you go.
Yeah. Wait. Wham. You know who was in Wham?
No idea.
George Michael.
Go Wham.
Who's he from?
Wham.
He went solo after that?
George Michael.
Oh, Wham.
You gotta have faith.
Oh, so is that George Michael or is that Wham that sings that?
George Michael.
Got it.
Eddie.
Oh, boy. Bones, I'm going to go with Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5. Oh.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's
Morgan?
Good. Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm stuck between two really good ones. I got to do Michael Bublé because he's like king of Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Okay. I've heard that.
I mean, you can say any artist, because any artist you want sings a Christmas song.
Sure, but we would know them specifically, though, if it's a version. Yes, you could. Yeah, okay. You could. Lunchbox has Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, generic. Blue Christmas, Elvis. Last Christmas, Wham.
Sure.
Eddie has Jingle Bells, generic. Frosty the Snowman, Burl Ives, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the Jackson 5.
That's good.
Morgan has It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Andy Williams. Last Christmas, Taylor Swift. And It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, Michael Bublé.
Yeah, that feels good.
Yeah, so here are mine, and I have one more to go. I have Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee, Brett Eldridge, Silent Night. Now I'm torn because you guys can't pick. I'm either going to go with the Chipmunks.
Oh, that's a jam.
Christmas Don't Be Late.
Christmas Don't
Be Late. And I Want a Hula Hoop. But I'm going to go and write it down just as this. White Christmas from Home Alone.
Drifters.
I'm going to say from Home Alone.
Okay.
That's
so smart.
Dreaming of a white
they all sing
Christmas.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
Oh, this is it. This is the best.
Christmas.
It's from the Santa Claus, too, but I'm going to go with Home Alone.
No, it's smart. A lot of people are going to recognize it from Home Alone.
Even though you don't think Home Alone's a Christmas movie.
Uh-oh. Yeah, but I can use it to my advantage. Uh-oh. It's not, but I will use it. But it is in the movie.
Yes, it is. And we all.
There's no need to do that, Eddie. Don't cut it off.
Christmas is B-Y-I-D.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
That's a good one.
That's so good, man.
Well, go vote. We all pick three. Pick the team that you like. If every song, if you had to pick one of us, and those three songs live forever. Don't pick it on just your favorite, but you only get that one. Go vote on who you like at BobbyBones.com. That's the Christmas song draft. Maybe this one's a CMA next year. The Stevenson Show. It's Amy's son. This all started because he walked in one day while you were recording.
Yeah, I was working on my podcast, and he came in, and he just sat down. He said, hey, hit record for me. And I did, and what came out is what y'all heard. And now I think he's into it, and he knows we played it on the show. So he's gotten feedback, I think, from peers at school. And so he now wrote a little script for himself for this one and then said, if you end up playing this on the Bobby Bone Show, I'm going to need $4.
Oh, I have to pay him? No one told me that.
Oh.
I mean, I'll pay him.
Tell him podcast is over.
That's more than I pay Eddie.
For sure.
So tell the listeners, if they're new, just give me 15 seconds about your son, Stevenson.
He's 12 years old. He's from Haiti. I have been his mom for 5 years now. And his English, it sounds so good here, and I'm so proud of him and his writing skills and how he talks now, because English is his second language.
Here is The Stevenson Show.
The Stevenson. 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 Radio Show.
Today we're going to talk about Christmas. First of all, Jesus is the reason for the season. Whoop, whoop. Second of all, present. I'm talking Nerf guns, toys, video games, clothes, and drums. Yes, sir. Also, we need to help others that don't have presents and food. Okay, that's all. Peace out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Stevenson. 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 Radio Show.
Yes, sir.
That's his catchphrase.
Oh, he yes, says sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All the time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Give it a CMA and an ACM.
Yeah.
Whatever letters. Give it
okay,
a CMT.
Wait, calm down or he's going to charge us more.
Oh, who's paying him the $4?
I mean, I'll pay him. Okay. I'll pay him the $4.
The Stevenson Show.
I mean, honestly, because yes, he sat there and like came up with all of it himself, it's an activity. So I love it. I'm like, so wait, go do this for the next 30 minutes.
We'll see you in January for another episode of The Stevenson Show. Blake Shelton on the show tomorrow. That's pretty cool, pretty cool. Time for the news. Let's go.
Bobby's Big Stories.
If an animal, a dog, a cat, rubs against you, it's not necessarily a sign of affection. Rubbing up against you is an animal's way of leaving their scent behind.
Ew.
This is especially true if they go back and forth and back and forth. They are essentially depositing substances to mark their territory and make themselves more comfortable in their environment. Male animals will do this more than females will, from AARP magazine.
Dang.
You thought that was just love?
Oh, affection for my cow.
But it could be affection that they are leaving their property, their...
Marking their territory.
But yeah, right? Like you're them, they're you.
Yeah.
When you go to your house, you make it yours because you love being there. It's a different version of that.
Okay, I can take it that way. I guess my brain went to that they're like, hey, I'm trying to protect myself. No cats show up and eat me here.
Mm.
Other cats, bigger cats.
I'm going to do that with you guys.
What?
Rub Wait. Up against you.
Okay.
Just so you guys know I own you.
Okay.
Interesting.
HR.
Bobby's rubbing up against
not
us, guys.
Yeah. Wait, so nobody takes us? Or
exactly. Okay. Just so you know.
Okay.
Let's leave a little bit of me with you.
Okay. I like that.
Use this kid's toy for an amazing workout. This is from Prevention Magazine. Hop on the trampoline for 15 minutes a day. Experts say it is a great way to strengthen your core muscles. It also works out your lower body and gets your heart rate up for a great burst of cardio. It's also a fun activity. But they say if you can do that 15 minutes, that is a legit exercise. The trampoline was... Never had a trampoline. Always jealous people who had one. There were tiers of rich, where I come from. One guy, Laramie, who lived on the outside of town, had an in-ground swimming pool.
Oh, wow.
I know. I never got invited to go swimming. He was cool. He was a cool kid. and he had an in-ground swim pool, and you just wanted to go swim. You wanted him to invite you to swim. So that was like tier one. Tier two, pretty rich, a trampoline. Mm. And if you got invited to go on the trampoline, it was a great day, except I always was the guy, because it was little. I got picked on a little bit. They would like spike me and slam me off of it.
Oh.
But whatever. I was up for
you
it.
You got invited at
all
least.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
If I just want to get invited. And so, but the trampoline was awesome. And so the friends that had those, they're rich too. Mm. It's pretty cool. Mm. But there were a couple of those in my neighborhood. Two.
Oh, wow.
Two
literally
rich kids?
A couple.
Two trampolines. And so sometimes we'd drive by, and if we knew they were gone, like,
no, you jump on it.
Jump on trampoline. It's awesome.
That's before cameras. You can
it's
do
awesome.
That.
Yeah, it's awesome. No doorbell cams back in the day with us. In the news from the Daily Mail. So there's a comedian, Fluffy Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe familiar with him. He spent $100,000 on a lavish quinceañera for his chihuahua.
What?
That's super.
Oh, my gosh. But the chihuahua made it to 15?
But I thought chihuahuas did, they lived longer.
The 46-year-old shared a video of himself pushing his 4-pound Risa in a custom carriage on Instagram and TikTok, calling it the party of the year. He invited over 300 guests, encouraged them to bring their small dogs. They helped plan the quinceañera, one call events, which featured a band, DJ, performers, including the man and dog at Christian and Scooby. The lavish celebration cost about $100,000. He's like, I don't have any regrets. It's my dog. I have money. That's I don't know what cool. to do. So I just had a party.
I mean, and his friends got to enjoy it too.
Yeah, I like it.
So. Yeah, I like it too. He's obviously rich. And can do that.
Like, I can't relate to it, but it's okay, fine. It's fine.
Yeah, and he has, like, a meat station.
Oh, for all the dogs?
Not just for everybody, oh. but maybe for the dogs, too. But I just, like, man, if you have a meat station.
That's legit.
Where they, like, cut the meat for you.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't care what the event is. If there's a meat station where you can go, I'm going to go with the, there's selections, prime rib. And they slice it.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's like a trampoline. That's like the adult trampoline. Somebody that has a meat station. Clay Aiken and Ruben Studdard are going on tour together next year. Maybe they should get like William Hung to open. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is an old. It's an old school one.
Who's the white haired dude too? Taylor
Hicks. Hicks.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Which, by the way, you ain't gonna find a bigger Taylor Hicks fan than what I was. Heck, maybe still am. I don't know. I think he lives here
in Nashville.
In Nashville. Mm-hmm. You ever met him?
No, but I know people that.
Is he?
Know him.
Tough.
What do you mean by tough?
I don't know. Like, is like I don't know. I don't want to say not nice, but is he, I don't.
I've heard he's
difficult
extremely nice.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. That's what I,
mm-hmm.
if he's still performing, yeah. let's get him up here.
That'd
like
be
really
cool.
nice. Also, I'm thinking back in the day, he was the white shoe guy. And
I bought white shoes.
Yes, Bobby showed up to work with white shoes on.
Because of him?
Yes.
Wow.
I was the biggest Taylor Hicks fan. I loved him.
What'd you like about him?
Everything. The way he moved, the way he sang,
way
his old soul.
Yeah.
And he had gray hair, but he was young.
Yeah.
I just wanted to jump on a trampoline with him, you know? That was the goal. I'd love to have Taylor Hicks up here. When I said, do you know him? Because you had made a face. Maybe it was a thinking face instead of a, difficult face.
Yeah, because I was like, well, I know, yes. I just had recently had a conversation about him with somebody else. And
you
yeah.
talked about Taylor Hicks and I wasn't there.
Yeah, what in the world?
I can't
okay,
say.
We'll come back. We'll talk about it off the air.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Weird. This is so weird. This is
I know.
Something's going on.
Did he deliver the heroin to your house?
No.
He claimed it.
No.
He's like, hey, Amy. Somebody tapped off some heroin. Okay, well, you and I will talk about this. We'll sidebar.
Yeah.
Okay. Average gas prices drop again. Heavily.
That's good.
It's 52 cents less than last month.
Yes.
And it's also very non-traditional droppage because during the holidays it usually goes up. Traditionally it goes up during holidays. It's still going down.
Yeah. And that's good for travelers too.
That's exactly why.
Awesome.
They also know they can raise it. That's from Daytona Beach News. Kelly Clarkson is seeking a protection order against a guy who keeps showing up at her house. Kelly Clarkson's home is apparently becoming a magnet for unwanted visitors. She was asking a judge for a court order of protection from a man she claims recently showed up multiple times, even pulling up in a semi-truck.
Oh, my.
According to the legal docs obtained by TMZ, the American Idol winner is requesting a temporary restraining order against a man named Victor Fernandez. And Kelly also wants her family, nanny, and house manager protected. The singer's head of security, Michael Lopez, says Fernandez first showed up at Kelly's home on Thanksgiving, pulling up in a semi-truck and peering over her privacy gate. I wonder if he got the truck because it was tall.
More so than he was. Okay.
I don't know this, but I'm thinking, why would you get a semi truck? He took pictures of a family SUV. She's like, hey, I need, think about a restraining order. It's just a piece of paper. You hope it scares somebody. And it goes into the news. We have multiple times got right to the edge of filing a couple of restraining orders. But with that comes a whole layer of it making the news. And so good for her for doing that. And I hope it works. You just hope he doesn't go crazier.
Yeah, because if someone's not thinking rationally, then they're not going to be like, oh.
Yeah, a judge saying, here's a written order that says you go right through that. Like the Dixie Chicks. He walked right through that restraining order. Beat her up. So then they killed him and Earl had to die.
Earl had to die.
Nah, 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 nah. Hey, Earl. Ray, can you grab that song?
Yep.
Do you know that song to me is one of the songs that represents Best Friends more than any other song? Because at the beginning of it, that song to me, yes, it's about they kill Earl. You can't, no domestic violence. That's bullcrap. And they kill Earl and nobody will even look for him because nobody cared.
Right, nobody likes Earl.
Yeah, it starts off like
line.
Marianne that, and Wanda
right
were the best of friends.
She jumped on a red-eye flight from Atlanta and came right over.
She had her back.
Like what kind of friend goes, you know what? I'm there immediately. I'm on a red eye.
The
I'm
best.
Coming right now and we're going to murder somebody.
Yes. Put him in the back of the car.
Bury him.
Like that to me is a song about best friends.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah
and having someone's back.
Mm-hmm.
At any cost.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
At any cost. Even the cost of black eyed peas.
Yeah.
They taste a little funny. There's black eyed peas, right?
Yeah. Those black eyed peas.
Those black eyed
peas. They tasted all right to me.
Earl. Jam. Health experts say that peanut butter helps you drop excess pounds in a little over a week. Just eat a couple spoonfuls for breakfast. It's primarily because it fights off hunger. You're not doing anything bad to your body. Your hormones aren't jumping in going, I'm hungry.
Okay.
When you're really not. And peanut butter actually makes you feel fuller longer in
put
a healthy
out by
way.
The
I
hate peanut butter.
Yes, because I do it. You can't do
I
it.
I hate peanut butter. peanut butter. That's from peanutbutter.com.
Yeah, basically.
All right, that's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Let's talk to Monica, who lives in Georgia. Monica, thank you for calling the show. What's going on?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I listen to y'all all the time, and I just wanted to call and say that listening this week, I just want y'all to know that I really appreciate the hard work and dedication that y'all put out for St. Jude. My son was a patient. He started at age 5, and we had a really good outcome, and he is now 28, so... You know, the work for St. Jude never goes unnoticed. So
I just
wanted to call and say appreciate everything y'all do.
One, thank you for calling.
For the $1 million soap coming up, yeah.
And two, I'm super happy to hear that your son is healthy. And St. Jude, I tell you, sometimes people go, well, why don't you do this hospital that's in this town or this local? The reason that we work with St. Jude so closely, not just Radiothon, but through events and concerts and because they take kids from every single city in America. If you have a specific type of cancer they work on, and they work on so many, and your doctor says, yep, that's it. That's all you need. Basically a doctor recommendation and for you to have that kind of cancer, and you go to St. Jude. They'll take you, and they pay for everything. There's no bill for treatment. There's no food. It's all taken care of, and it resonates with me so hard because I was in the hospital for a good amount of time as a kid, and if we hadn't had help, I don't know what we would have done. And so for me that this place does this, and also the thing that goes a little bit, not unnoticed, but it doesn't touch us directly that we know is all the research they do, they share openly, and a lot of hospitals don't. They like to do great work and have research, but then they have it for their own use. So when people come to their hospital, but St. Jude also shares it openly, anything that they do. So that's why we choose and continue to work with St. Jude. And you guys, the B team that listens to this show, holy moly. This year we did $2.7 million over 2 days. It's the biggest 2-day event that they've ever done, that we've ever done. And we did that together. It's not me. It ain't Amy or Eddie or Lunchbox. It's you guys and the fact that you want to make a difference. And each one of you do. And if you're a partner in Hope, thank you. And if you weren't able to be one this year, that's cool. Maybe next year you can be one. Maybe this year the financials weren't exactly right. If anybody gets that, it's me. but just super proud to work with them. I'm so happy your son is healthy. And Monica, thank you for that call. I didn't really mean to get on a soapbox there, but I'm very passionate about it. It's to the point sometimes where I have to not talk about it for a while because I know that I talk about it a lot. So thank you, Monica. Merry Christmas. Good tidings to you. And soon enough, hopefully they'll completely figure it out. I mean, they've gone from 20% to 80%, the survival rate. So thank you, Monica. You're awesome. And goodbye, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, let's go to Pete in Florida. Pete, you're on the Bobby Bone Show. I appreciate you calling. What's going on, buddy? He say something?
Yeah, he tried to.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, this is actually K-9 from Florida.
Oh, it's our boy K-9. K-9!
K-9!
Do we have it? Hey, Ray, would you mind pulling up his song at the end of this? Go ahead, K-9, our favorite rapper. Do it again.
Yo, morning, studio.
Morning!
Hey, so I just wanted to call up and tell everybody Merry Christmas. I've been listening to y'all for about 5 years now. I never listened to country music, anything like that. And I feel like y'all just, you know, made me a better person, made my life a little bit better, as crazy as it seems. I went through a lot the past year. And, man, y'all helped me so much get through it. So I just wanted to thank y'all.
I appreciate that, K-9. You know, I believe, I'm not saying we're this to you, but I believe that we are the environment we put ourselves in. If we have friends that are positive, we have friends that are motivating, if we have friends that are stoners, if we have friends that are sad, we tend to take that. Whatever we're surrounded by, whatever the situations we put ourselves in, that's what we end up being because we exist in that, and so it starts to exist in us. And hopefully we're that for you. You listen to us, we laugh, we're serious sometimes. Hopefully we make your morning and your day a little more positive. I definitely have friends that are that to me. And thanks. I appreciate that call. And if you don't know K-9, yeah. Ray, hit it.
Bobby Bone Show. Intro for Bobby, going hard like I'm aiming. Chilling with my boy Box and producer Edit. Intro for the show, and you know we all read it. M2 and Sizz and chugging seltzer. Scuba Steve. The Bobby Bone Show.
That's K-9 right
Let's
there.
Go.
Hey.
Man, did you know I was going to call or what, man? How do you have that ready like that?
Ray is awesome at his job. We did not know you were going to call. It even said Pete from Florida. I didn't know his name was Pete. I'm going to be honest with you. It's like you told him Superman's name was Clark.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Clark.
Kind of don't want to know that.
Yeah, it's like I want to know him as K-9 only. Hey, K-9, I appreciate you, buddy. Good tidings to you. Merry Christmas. And here's to a good 2023, okay?
Bobby, before you go, man, is there any way I can come perform live for y'all, man? Please, is there any way?
You know.
It is Christmas.
Oh,
well,
man.
Well, not today.
I know, yeah, Amy, but I mean, in the spirit of.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm in a real.
Good tidings.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in good tidings. I need to talk to Scuba Steve after the show. I think that's probably yes. There's
Scuba
probably
Steve.
A way. If you can bring the seltzers.
Seltzers.
But you can't curse, K-9.
I would never curse. I would be nothing but professional. Please, just give me one shot, man. Ooh. I'm a lion out here in the jungle looking for my gazelle, man. Just give me my shot, please. I'll make it to you, man.
Here's what I'm going to do.
I love it.
Me too. And I love him. Here's what I'm going to do. We're going to call you back after the first of the year. And we're going to we're going to have our decision, figure out what we can do, and make something happen. Okay? K-9?
Oh, man. This is awesome.
Okay, but I haven't said what it is, but let's just figure out what's up. But we will talk to you. We'll call you. We have his number, right, Scuba?
Yeah, I have his number, email, everything.
And you live where, K-9, in what part of Florida?
I live in Vero Beach, Florida, where Jake Owen was born and raised, baby. Shout out Vero Beach, Florida. Let's go.
Vero Beach, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang, I see a collab.
Oh, could you imagine?
Oh, my goodness.
I called Jake,
goodness.
And I was like, bro, would you do the collab? I'm not going to do that. One step
say,
at a time.
Say we got K-9 on the line.
One step at a time.
Yeah.
Okay, K-9, here's what we're going to do. We're going to call you after the first of the year. Are you able to make the drive up here?
Yes, sir. My brother, my older brother lives in Nashville right next to the airport. I'd have a place to stay. I got a ride up there. All I need is to go, man. I'm gone.
Okay, we'll call you back after the first of the year. All right, buddy?
All right, man.
Merry Christmas.
Down, Bobby. I promise.
Okay. Well, don't drive up here until we talk.
Yeah. He's going to wait.
We come back after the first of the year and he's outside.
Waiting.
Okay, well, K9, we'll talk to you after the first of the year, all right, buddy?
All right, thank you. Don't forget about me now.
I would never forget. There's no chance I would forget about you. You're the dude. You're the guy. You're him.
You got to get the gazelle.
All right, we got to go. K9, we'll talk to you after the first of the year, all right, buddy?
All right, I love you all, man.
All right, see you, buddy. Merry Christmas. Top three songs of the final chart of the year, country music. Number three, Jimmy Allen, Down Home.
Down Home. Oh,
number two, Jelly Roll, Son of a Sinner.
I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner.
Number one, his 30th number one, Luke Bryan, Country On.
Country On. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope.
Those are your top three songs. Final chart of the year. Congratulations to all of our players there. All right. The guy who offered Amy money for her feet has made a bigger, more specific offer.
Oh.
We'll talk about that
definitely
in a second.
Definitely specific.
Definitely specific. Oh, man. Yeah. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week, and then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I want to go over to the phones and talk to Sean, who lives in Georgia, who's got a question for us. Hey, Sean, appreciate you, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Bobby. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
So I thought you were going to lead into this segue with your comment about the Dixie Chicks having a boner towards you, but was there ever a decision on who was going to be involved in the placebo pill versus the Viagra?
Thank you for asking this, because we talked about this yesterday at this time, and I had planned to address it. So we're one layer in, two to go. Obviously, I got hit yesterday from some bosses after the idea of the segment.
What were their thoughts?
Well, the news story was that Viagra is being used to slow Alzheimer's disease. And I'm like, well, we need to slow it here on the studio. So we were going to do a placebo effect game where the four guys put on a blindfold. They each drew. They ate a pill. Three of them were just nothing pills, water pills. Salt pills.
Sugar pills.
Sugar pills. I don't know what kind of pills are that mean nothing. I've never had a nothing pill. And the other pill was a Viagra. And so we would see if the other three, how should I say this? Let's see if their Alzheimer's was.
Yes. There.
Mm-hmm. But the one you knew would, because the pill.
Would. Okay.
Amy didn't mean that.
Sorry.
So,
see, this is
that's level one, was just pitching the game.
Okay.
And so, but I said, if you did it, I would give you $100. But that meant you had a 75% chance of just making $100 and just having a sugar, salt, water pill.
And that's a good chance.
That's 75. Awesome. Great odds.
I take that bet every single day.
Yeah.
So, level two is seeing who will do it. So, we have four guys on the show for $100. We got to get kickoff Kevin in here, right? Because he was in on it or no?
Yes.
He was in on it.
He said absolutely.
Okay, Lunchbox, would you do it? $100 for the pill.
I went home, talked to my wife, talked about all the what I'd wear. Yeah, I'm in.
Okay, not what you wear. You're going to wear concrete.
Oh my gosh.
Is that possible? Put concrete pants. Okay, Eddie.
I went home, talked to the wife. A lot of discussion about it. A lot of research. I'm in.
Wow.
I'm in.
Let's go. Ray.
Okay. Well, my wife missed the segment, and then Mike D, his wife, told my wife about it, and she's really mad at me.
So you're in?
So your wife wears the pants.
So you're still TBD?
Yeah.
Or you know?
I'm TBD. I didn't tell her about the $100. That may change her a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's
thing.
The only reason you would do it.
Exactly.
Right, I didn't get to that.
Okay. And kick off Kevin, who works in our room back there.
Kelvin.
Kelvin during this show, Kevin during our other. He's in, right?
Hey, you in?
Yeah.
You're in?
Yeah.
Okay. Three are in, one's not yet. So we'll check and see if Ray's in on Monday. But also, he got hit by the bosses. They didn't say no.
Oh, I thought you got hit by the bosses. They were offering you their pill.
No.
Okay.
They didn't say no. But it's a possible that we can do the segment. That's a reason I almost never address segments beforehand. I just like to do it and then
ask. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness later.
And if you have the guys sign something, because they are.
What are we signing?
Like,
yeah,
what are
you
signing?
Yeah.
We have to get our lawyers to tell us not to do it to make a permission slip.
Not signing anything.
Ray,
yo,
let us know tomorrow.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I did have a question though, Bones. Since you're a doctor, and I didn't find this on the internet.
Thank you.
If I'm a healthy person and I do this, is it going to hurt me?
Nope. Because 75% chance you're going to have a sugar pill.
Okay.
I have no idea what happens with the blue pill.
Yeah, that's the one I'm worried about.
I've done no research on that.
Okay.
Okay, well, we'll check back in tomorrow. Ray, let her know about the $100, okay?
Yeah.
If you're in, the bit probably happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Thank you, Sean, for that call. That's where we are in that segment.
All right. Thanks for answering that for me.
Sounds like Sean likes the bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he wants
Sean,
to
that segment. Is that segment funny to you?
Oh, it's hilarious, yes.
I agree, buddy.
Does he want in?
Sean, any chance you want to do it on the phone?
I mean, for $100, I mean.
All right, Sean, have a good day, man. Merry Christmas.
All right, thanks. I'll do the same.
Bye, buddy. Amy, let's talk about the foot guy. And this is our Bobby Bones After Dark segment because the kids are in school.
Yeah.
But this guy hit Amy up a while back saying, hey, will you take a picture of your feet? I'll give you how much money?
$250.
God, that's a lot of money.
And we were like, just do it at your feet. You do it for free, so why not do it for money?
Yeah.
And she wouldn't do it.
I know.
Something called morals, ethics.
He keeps telling me how much money I can make.
What's the new offer?
He DMs me. The new offer is, Amy, if you could take a picture with your foot like you're about to step on someone, that's a solid $250. So it's like not just now a picture of my feet.
That's not like up close. He just wants to like step on something.
Yeah. No.
Someone.
Not something, someone.
Oh.
What the crap?
And then he put smiley face after that. And then,
but if he's starting at 250, he's probably got 350 in the tank.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. How much was the original offer? I thought it was 250.
It was 250, but just for the fee.
Yeah. It went up to 250 though. We negotiated it up to 250.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then he also said, if I don't want to do it, he said this, or if Morgan number two will do it, I def pay her that amount of money if you don't feel comfortable. Smiley face. Oh my God. He goes,
can you imagine if you both stepped on me and we split the 500?
Well, I think girls? He said, if I say no, he'll pay her the money. I don't know that he has 500.
We could give him a delightful
Oh man.
Day. Do you want to counteroffer that?
Wait, you don't.
With all of us.
Hey, counteroffer that, Amy.
Counter
for $500.
She's not going to do it, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's Christmas time. Just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, come on, Amy.
It's a foot. Morgan, would you ever do it?
Yeah, I'll
it's
do
a
it.
Foot.
Wait,
yeah.
What? You'll do it?
Listen, I've had enough suggestions at this point. They're like, it's just a foot. I'm like, you know what?
Okay.
I'll do it.
If I do it. Yeah, I'm like, wait, is this not that bad? Or I could be your agent. I take 10%.
Nope.
No, you have to do it. He wants your foot, Amy.
I coordinated it.
He coordinated the idea.
Yeah, okay, so he'll just slide into Morgan's DMs and she'll take your 10% and say, kiss it.
Hey, footy, slide into Morgan's.
Yeah.
Offer it to her, and then we'll see. What's that? See who wants to do it. It's free money. Are you kidding?
I know.
You give me 100, I can pay these knuckleheads to do the Viagra challenge.
Uh-huh. And we're like, yeah.
Amy, all you have to do is change
held out for 250.
The polish on your toes, and nobody will ever know it's your foot.
He will, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you just got to line someone up to step on.
Christmas presents. Mm-hmm. I would do it.
I know. I mean, it is a lot.
I'd suck on my own toe somehow.
You could.
Maybe. I have no flexibility. I've never been able to touch my toes my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Weird challenge.
Can you suck on your own toe?
I do believe so.
Really?
Let's see.
That's normal flexibility.
You ever done that, Amy?
Okay. But I mean, I'm
go,
not.
Go, go, go. She's pretty flexible. Look at her.
I have my shoe on.
Kiss your
I'm not
shoe.
Really sucking my toe, but.
Kiss your shoe.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
She wow.
Would you take a picture of that and send it to her?
No.
All right.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Grand Traverse County, Michigan. This is what happens when a Christmas party goes wrong. Company Christmas party. Everybody dress up. One guy's the Grinch. The other guy's a reindeer. The Grinch gets a little too drunk, gets mad at the reindeer. Bam, bam. Beats him up and gets arrested.
Man, anytime you see Christmas characters fist fighting each other drunk.
It's great.
It's a special holiday.
It really is.
You know? Okay, Lunchbox, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Raymundo's our audio producer. Hey, Ray, think back. In any capacity at all, how long have you and I been together?
Probably 12 years.
Long time.
Yeah.
Love him. My guy. Sometimes, though, like I question it. And I go, what's happening with us? And I worry about our relationship sometimes. Because he'll say something, and I go, that's just not true. How do you feel that way? And he thinks the Porky Pig version of Blue Christmas is the worst Christmas song in the history of Christmas songs.
Wait, what?
That's what I said. I was questioning the whole relationship. Why do you hate it so much?
I thought it was a joke when I first started hearing it because he stutters so much.
That's Porky Pig. That's all, folks.
I thought that was maybe just a cartoon on TV. I didn't know they actually play it on the radio as that.
Well, it is a cartoon on TV, but just like the Chipmunks, just like, I don't know, what other cartoons sing?
All of them?
Yeah. The Ninja Turtles have something?
Probably.
Here is the Porky Pig Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas.
What I wonder is that the original Porky Pig voice? Secondly, it sounds like they're doing a bit like we are when Amy can't stop laughing at something.
Yeah.
And the guy, you can hear him come out of character a little bit because he's starting to like crack up a little bit too. I love that version.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've never heard that version.
I'll say, it's a blue. No, it's a, I'll say, it's a rip, blue Christmas.
But like, you would put it on at home and listen to it.
I'll say, without you.
Really?
That's Foghorn Leghorn.
You're different.
Yeah. No, not, maybe. I don't know. I just love that. It makes me smile.
Yeah.
Ray was like, it's the worst song I've ever heard for Christmas. And so because of that, Ray, I'm sad to say you're fired.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
That's finally it. Of all the hard work he's done, now he's gone.
In that case, I love the song.
Do you have a Christmas song that you hate, that's like not hate?
No.
But a song that you're like, not really for me.
Christmas song? No.
Yeah, that you hear and you're like, I don't even really like that one. That people love.
I mean, you just introduced me to that.
Abba-da-abba-da-abba-da.
But no, I mean, I pretty much can get down with any Christmas music.
Me too. Eddie, you? Yeah. You're annoyed by?
Santa Baby. I'm like, leave him alone. What
like,
are you
which
doing?
One? Like Marilyn Monroe, the, or whatever the original one?
Any? Santa oh, like those.
It's not Marilyn Monroe. I'm thinking of John F. Kennedy.
Happy does it just make birthday? You feel awkward?
Yeah, or? Like, what are you doing to Santa? Like, leave him alone. And as a kid, I'm just like, oh my goodness.
I'm thinking, like, Santa Santa's lucky. Oh, not here.
Slip a Rolex under the tree.
Usually, isn't it sang by a woman?
It is. That's the original one, I think. The one sang by a woman is.
Awful good well, now guy. It's weird Santa hearing him. Okay, I don't know. I'm hey. Thrown. But baby. We can't sing Baby It's Cold Outside anymore.
Yeah, you can. That's over.
It is?
Yeah.
It came and moved on with the issues?
Which we pick, you know how America is. We pick different issues that we...
yeah, move okay, right so on.
Yeah, we cancel for different reasons. And,
okay, so now we don't care that he was trying to... Yeah, okay.
I think, you know, it was a different time when you were allowed to be creepy and do illegal stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It is a creepy song. It is a creepy song. Well, Ray, I hope you have a Merry Christmas, buddy, even yep. though you hate Christmas now.
Merry Christmas.
Bah humbug.
So, that listen to this. Here's the story about that song. It was never a track on the Warner Brothers Looney Tunes Christmas album. With the they would do Looney Tunes stuff.
Okay.
It was an official Porky Pig voice actor, Denny Brownlee, of the John Boy and Billy radio show that aired forever in Birmingham. They recorded it. That's why it sounds like a radio show.
Really?
Oh, there's a girl laughing in the background.
Great job.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's so good. I mean, yeah. I don't know who John Boy and Billy are, but if that's part of their... I love them. They're my favorite show. My second favorite show.
Wow. And so that recording became like whatever you heard.
I guess so.
Wow, that's really cool.
That's really, yeah. Eddie, that's why we have to do one because you do great voices. You yes. have to do like Foghorn or Kermit or something.
Yeah, we got
to
work on that.
Or Mickey.
Oh.
Santa baby!
I can do Goofy.
What do you do?
Yeah, Garge. Here we go. Merry Christmas, guys. You know, like, I'd be good.
Why couldn't listen to a whole song of that?
What is Porky Pig? That's what they said about
we'll
him,
work
too.
One up for Christmas.
Okay, all right, all right.
Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.